B-Pod Studios.
Well, Phoenix is spelt weird.
Like yeah.
F. Whatever, I can't remember.
Whatever it is, I don't like it.
It was Gods and Monsters, if you remember that game.
I do remember that game.
At least that one tells me to expect Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, that's sort of the point.
Well, they had to change it because of Monster Energy.
Oh, Monster Energy drinks? Really?
They said that wasn't the reason they chose to change it, but Monster did try to sue them.
Yeah. Really?
Yep.
For using the word monster.
There are, like, at any point, that article that I remember reading said at any point in time, there are, like, 15 to 30 lawsuits from Monster trying to get people to not use the word monster.
What about Monster Hunter? You'd think that would be, like, their top...
Yeah, and Capcom was probably like, fuck off.
To be fair, well, how long has Monster Hunter been around?
A while.
Okay,
I was going to say, before Monster
I don't know
Energy?
If it's been out longer than Monster Energy, but it's been around for a while.
But still, I mean, Capcom, big enough.
Capcom can say,
fuck off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they could, yeah.
Anyway.
Especially because they're games, and you feel like you wouldn't want to fuck with a gaming company in your energy drink.
No.
My thoughts, but
anyway, here we go.
Yep.
Hey, everybody, and welcome once more to Checkpoint Daily. I am your host, Norris Howard, welcoming you to Cyber Monday. What's up, everybody? Cyber Monday is here. I hope everybody had a great holiday. I am joined, as usual, to my left by Chad Callahan. Hello, Chad.
Hello.
How was your holiday?
You know, it was pretty good. I love a four-day weekend.
It was awesome.
Oh, it was nice.
It was awesome. And because Callie Scales is on vacation and has abandoned all of her responsibilities, we are bringing into the fold once again Robbie, the realest motherfucker on the microphone, Landis. Robbie, what's up?
It's going good. In fact, the last time I was on the show, you told me that my opinions were better than Callie's. So.
They're so much better.
All right, cool.
So much better. How was your holiday?
My holiday, I didn't have to barely spend any time with any family, so it was great.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. All I did was watch, I binged The Queen's Gambit. And
did you finish it?
I got like one episode
I'm like
left.
Two away. I haven't
yeah, I binge watched that. Way better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, it's so good. Highly
recommend. So good. And my fiance wanted to watch Emily in Paris. Way worse than I thought it was going to be.
You know, our good friend Ben, who actually co-hosted with me on The Other Identity, he apparently tried watching that. He had trouble getting into it, but apparently by the end, it gets really good.
It's not that it gets really good. If you liked, like, Gossip Girl and...
Oh.
Or if you like... Okay, let me put it this way. If you were too young to watch Sex in the City when it came out...
This is for you. Okay. Okay, I can see that.
And I watched it just because it's Paris. I love seeing Paris.
Right.
Just period.
It's pretty.
Netflix wants you to know that it's supposed to be pronounced Emily in Paris.
It's Emily in Paris.
I heard someone on a TikTok be like, oh, it's supposed to be Emily in Paris because it's supposed to rhyme and like Americans
Everyone's
are stupid.
Like, no.
And I'm like, Emily,
well,
Paris.
Well, because French
like,
for Emily is Amélie.
Amélie in Paris. Even still, like.
Amélie.
The
Amélie en Paris.
Either way, it doesn't,
this is
it doesn't have the ring to
anyway,
it.
Anyway, we're here to talk about video games, not soapy, you know, PR firms, which is what that show
like
is
man,
about. Anyway, Robbie is here to join us. We're going to start off talking a little bit about WoW. So here's what's happening in the world of video games. WoW just came out. The Shadowlands expansion.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't give a shit about
that. We knew where that
All
was
right?
coming.
Yep,
so,
knew exactly that was coming.
So, I have two experts in the building here to tell us a little bit about the expansion. How are you guys enjoying the expansion? Because everything I see about it is very meh.
Story-wise, it is a great return to form. So,
because the story, this is, as far as I know, right? Something is happening. Isn't what's her name?
Sylvanas
is going after the Lich King. She took out the Lich King.
Well, sort of. She went up to Northrend where the Lich King just sits around and keeps the zombies from overrunning the
liches.
World.
Yeah, he just hangs.
Beat his ass.
Damn.
Took his helmet and everyone thought, oh man, she's gonna become the Lich Queen. She shatters it in half, the Helm of Domination.
So now the undead horde is running wild.
It is, and as well, it's also broken a rift between here and the afterworld. Now she's gone and allied herself with the Jailer, who's essentially the King of Hell.
Damn.
Yeah, and so what's really cool about this, the reason that like the story and the lore is so good is now anybody who's died in the past
can come back.
Can come back. Not necessarily,
damn!
Not necessarily come that's back cool. alive.
Yeah, yeah.
But they can be in the story in some way, right?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Thrall might meet his mom because she's in the Shadowlands. Jaina could meet her father, who she's responsible for his death to some people. Like, there's a lot of really great shit that could be just bust wide open, right?
Okay.
As far as the gameplay itself goes, there was a huge level squish. You no longer have to level to 130 mm-hmm. to get to endgame. Now it's just back to the, you know, level 60, so same as it was when vanilla first came out. So
okay.
I say it all the time, but now is the best time to get back into it, because what they did when they did that
is it unugly? Did they unugly that
if
game?
If you don't like the cartoonish stuff, then not
it's a
really.
Yes or no.
Yes. So, unfortunately, no. You're still not going to like it.
Okay! Then why are we talking about this ugly-ass MMO that refuses to update its UI and all other
stuff?
They
updated some stuff, but it's still that cartoony kind of feel.
Look,
but they've updated,
you don't
like
Fortnite either, but it's still
stuff.
Making billions of dollars.
How is that? Fortnite looks leaps and bounds better than WoW. Shut up.
That's about
the point
now.
is I don't understand how this game... Outside of story. I'll give it the outside of lore in the story... But is that the one thing bringing everybody back?
No,
I'm not
raids, raids and dungeons, man.
Look, is it?
You can't... You've played other MMOs before,
yes.
Right? You cannot deny that when it comes to endgame raids and dungeons...
Oh, WoW is king.
WoW is king.
WoW is king.
100%.
WoW is king.
Absolutely.
All right, I mean, listen. The thing with me is that people, you know, that I talk to want me to get into WoW. They want me to try it. I played it way back in... not vanilla, it was like the second expansion.
Burning Crusade.
It was Burning Crusade that I got
into. It does look better than it did before. Like,
yeah.
They're slow incrementally, like, you know, updating it every time. But it is still that cartoony look. So.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, the art style is a put off to me. But I will say that, you know, the stuff I've seen, people are just kind of like, yeah, it's cool. But that's the big thing I'm seeing is it's cool, but. It's cool, but...
They still have time to screw it up.
Yeah.
For sure, that's
oh,
what
yeah.
I'll say. One of the big issues with Battle for Azeroth is the amount of systems and contents they put into the game and then abandoned it the next patch to put in more systems and content.
Wow.
So right now, at the beginning of this, there does seem like there's a lot. So as long as they stick with it, they fix what people don't like about it, they keep on, you know, creating more of it and kind of building upon it, it is set to be one of the better expansions for
all
sure.
Right. I agree. I'm excited to see where it goes. I love the idea. You told me earlier that they're bringing old Blanche back, essentially.
Yeah.
And
so,
like, I think things like the goofy little Easter eggs, I'm so excited
obviously, there are the big lore things people are waiting for. Like, if
right.
Thrall gets to meet his mom, right? But what's cool about the Shadowlands is even small Easter eggs. So there was an NPC that died back in Shadowlands. It was one of the first quests you did when you got
to... You mean
to,
back in...
Or sorry, back in Cataclysm.
Yeah.
It was one of the first... it was an NPC. It was one of the first ones you do a quest for when you hit Westfall. And it was this farmer with this old-ass horse called Old Blanche. And you did some quests for it. Died in Cataclysm. You can find Old Blanche's ghost in Shadowlands.
Can
and
you
if
ride
you,
it?
If you feed and care for her for 6 days in a row, she trusts you and you get her as a mount.
It's all really
right.
cool.
All
like,
right.
Things like
all
that
right.
is what
all
sends
right.
me.
All that's right. kind of cool.
I like that. And that's the stuff that you get from World of Warcraft that even I'm not in love with the cartoon style, but I can get past it because I'm excited to see what's going on.
Look, it's hard, even if you don't like the game, it is hard to argue the fact that even before World of Warcraft, you had Warcraft 1 through 3, this game has so much damn lore
yeah.
and history.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I will say that is the thing that has it, you know, it has over a lot of other MMOs. For me, I just can't get into it. But also going on in the world of video games where gaming and in real life is meshing in a very disturbing yet really awesome way.
Say more exciting than
no,
anything.
It's also kind of disturbing too.
I'm excited.
Super Nintendo World is slated to open February 4th in Osaka next year, obviously. But they showed off the Mario Kart roller coaster ride thing, as well as a few other little, you know, snippets of what the park looks like. Of course, it's cool, Chad.
Oh, it's cool.
Of course, it's cool. It feels like tripping on acid.
That's
looking
the reason
at this,
why it's exciting.
That's what it feels like. It feels like an acid trip walking into this world. But like, what do we all need to do to get the company to pay for us to go to Super Nintendo World?
First of all, let's wait a few more years till we're not in a global pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, facts.
Okay.
Japan can't be worse than here.
I mean, that's fair. That's
so
fair.
We'd be going to a safer place. So, I mean, but Chad, you're super excited about this.
I am. You know what? And the reason why is because this is going to their Universal Studios in Japan. So that's going to be part of it. But the thing that's really exciting is, like, Universal Studios also had the Dueling Dragons, which, in my opinion, is one of, like, the when I was a kid.
The one in Orlando.
They had the Dueling Dragons, which did the racing coaster thing, I think, very well. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially what this is. It's a racing coaster where you have two coasters and then they race each other.
First of all, Chad, the OG racing coaster is the Gemini at Cedar Point.
I'm just saying it wasn't great, though, comparatively. I mean, I'm not saying that was the OG. I just said they did it really well. So
fine.
Catching you on your...
But this roller coaster looks super sweet.
Oh,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Like, you go in, like, they're going all in on the experience, too, because, like, not only are you going to the roller coaster, but the whole time you're in there, you're seeing, like, the cups, all the different trophies that you get in
the
game.
What I'm most excited to see how they do is they also want this to be interactive, and apparently when you go in, you get, like, wristbands that, like, you know, track coins and stuff like that, and just going around doing stuff is supposed to be an experience in and of itself. I'm not a big roller coaster guy. I don't like, you know, the big thrills and the rides and stuff like
that.
Man,
you bugging. Roller coasters are sweet.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Roller coasters are great. You also get AR goggles.
Yes. So
with this ride.
See, that's what I want to know. Nintendo has always been about doing things different. If it's just a Nintendo theme park, all right, cool. But I want to know, what are you doing to make this different from the Six Flags or the Cedar Points or even the Disney Worlds, right? What's the Nintendo spin you're putting on it?
Yeah, and it seems to be this. So the AR goggles, even though everything is on rails, you'll be able, I guess, to, like, grab power-ups and item boxes and coins and all this other stuff that may assist you in the ride experience.
Yeah.
I think that is absolutely ridiculous and the best thing I have ever heard for a roller coaster in the history of roller coasters.
This is kind of not newish. I mean, it is to a degree, but this is kind of a reminder
don't they
tell
you to keep your hands and arms and legs inside the ride? You got to be grabbing coins and stuff?
Man, well, don't nobody listen to that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they have exceptions, you know, where you can to...
It'd be like a zone.
Yeah, the zone, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the logistics of it. But this isn't any different than kind of like the MIB ride where you're shooting aliens with like a laser gun.
Well, I mean,
this is a little bit different because it's augmented, but it's also kind of it's an extra experience on top of
it. Well,
I haven't heard of
a actual, like, I've heard of, you know, you get Space Mountain, which is a roller coaster in the building, right?
But you can't do anything.
You can't do anything. And then you have the other, like, Universal Studio rides where you essentially just sit in a box and then the whole box moves.
Right.
And you
You're
get, like, a VR.
Spider-Man.
And you get a VR experience with the headset or looking
through
a window.
I've been in Star Wars stuff.
The Star
like
Wars when they used to have. Stuff like that. This is the first time, at least in my knowledge, that you are in a actual roller coaster in the outside and you have an AR thing going
on. Yeah, I can't think. I can't think of any.
There has to be. I mean, from what I know, Japan is a great place for roller coasters.
Oh, I'm sure.
They have a lot of really good ones that I would love to ride. But I want to go to this real bad. So, Beasley, if you're listening, send us to Osaka, please.
Reporting live. From-
yeah. And lastly, for our first part of the story, the most renowned player in all of the LCS, that's the North American Division of League of Legends, is retiring. Doublelift, Yangling Peng, that's his real name that nobody ever
nobody
used.
Nobody knows that.
But Doublelift is retiring. And with that, I think with Bjergsen retiring, Doublelift retiring, I believe Smithy and Impact are probably next to retire.
Has he talked about what his future is yet?
Yeah, he's, you know, briefly alluded to the fact that, you know, he's been doing this for a decade. You know what I mean? And he's seen League of Legends grow into this huge thing. He hasn't talked a lot about his future outside of the, you know, the boilerplate looking forward to exciting things in my future, starting a new chapter and all this other stuff. Riot's going to throw the bag at him.
I hope he's going to go to the analyst desk.
Because,
man, he kind of had a down year this last one, didn't he?
He had a down year the past couple years.
Oh,
to be
has he?
There's
probably no going on. He's not going to Brett Favre us and try and come back.
No. I mean, here's the thing. When they were in Detroit for the Summer Split Finals, which we were blessed to attend, it is the last time, or actually, I think TSM won a split. But I think that was the last sort of peak because they went to Worlds the following year and got smashed and all that other stuff. But I think that was the last of Double Lift as we know it being Double Lift, the superstar Double Lift. Even last season, because of the pandemic and, you know, TSM being the team that they were, it wasn't as big of a story probably than it that it could have been. Mm-hmm. Again, if Riot was smart, which they are, you throw the bag at Double Lift and you say, come to the analyst desk, because I don't think you take a player of his stature, a player of his following, and of his personality, and let that knowledge just walk out the door. Now, even if he says, I want to take maybe a year off, mm-hmm. I just want to chill, I just want to do me, you know, spend some time with my girlfriend, whatever.
Stream, whatever.
That's fine. But I think by the time the next Worlds comes around, he needs to be on the analyst desk, period.
What about like potentially coaching for a team?
Do you think he got it in him, though?
See, I don't think so. I think Bjergsen, first of all, I think as an ADC, that's just a tough position to be a coach from, because when you play other positions, you are much more aware of what's going on elsewhere. And as an ADC, you tend to be locked on bot lane for a long time. So I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think other positions may be better suited for coaching. And listen, I think if I were him, I'd take some time off and then I'd bank on my personality. I don't think coaching is where he could make the most money and have the most benefit.
Well, and like you said, his personality is like one of his biggest strengths. You definitely put him in front of a camera.
LCS would be best to have him as like some type of entertainment factor at this mm-hmm. point. But I'm excited a little bit because when we had Jacob Wolf on, he was mentioning about how, you know, one thing LCS has the biggest problem was is like they have their like superstars and then they just build a team around it, even if it's just mediocre teams.
Yep.
And this kind of like forces the hand.
A lot of esports too. That
yeah. Well, but he specifically was mentioning LCS in this instance.
Yeah.
Compared to like LCK and LEC. But this kind of forces the hand of a lot of,
TSM. Yeah.
TSM and any other retiring players to kind of, well, I got to find this new superstar.
TSM.
New players.
TSM definitely is going to have to rethink, you know, their team, you know, because not only did Bjergsen retire, who was their star mid laner and now co-owner, but Double Lift also retired as well. So, I mean, I think this is really cool. I think it's something that is honestly going to take a huge burden off of the region, because that was the thing. Every time Worlds comes around, is Double Lift finally going to win Worlds? Is Double Lift finally going to do something? Will he do anything in Worlds? And now that that's gone, I think the whole region doesn't have the same amount of pressure that it did.
To go to Worlds
and perform at Worlds. To be perfectly honest with you, it's like LeBron in the early stages of his career. No matter where LeBron was, when is LeBron going to win the championship? It don't matter what team he's on. When is he going to win? And it puts that entire team under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for the LCS, that is what happened. With Double Lift gone, with Bjergsen gone, I think you may see a looser LCS, and I think you may see them perform better on the international stage because they're simply not the same level of pressure as there was with his presence.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a great year in the LCS. You got a lot of new talent. A lot of talent coming in from other regions. I think
and college.
College talent. It's going to be a real cool year to watch some League of Legends in North America. So make sure you guys stay glued to that. But that's going to be the end for part one. In part two, we're going to be coming back talking about Grand Theft Auto and the fact that GTA 5 is the game that will not freaking die. We're going to talk about that and where the stance and the status of GTA 6 actually be. So stick around for that conversation. We got more coming up on Checkpoint Daily.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Hey, what's up? It's James Campbell. Every week on Checkpoint XP On Demand, I'm joined by my co-hosts Weird Beard and Robbie Landis as we bring you a layman's perspective on all things esports and gaming. So whether it's the latest in Overwatch, Ninja doing something crazy, or a Mario Battle Royale, we'll cover it. You can get it on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Checkpoint Daily, the most bestest, most illustrious and grandiose show about video games and esports.
You can quote us on that.
You can quote us on that. I'm sure we'll get sued for it, but you can quote us on it. Just in case you forgot, if you are a college student or high school student looking for a college esports program to join, make sure you guys head to Looking for Group. It is the only comprehensive database for esports programs at the college level where you can find things like what games teams are playing, their finishes, and what tournaments they participate in, as well as the coaches. They got interviews with coaches to, you know, maybe make you feel good about who you'll be playing for. So head over to lfgroup.gg for all the information. Now, we got to talk about an old-ass game. it is a game that has been around since the PS3, and that's GTA 5. Now, GTA 5 is a game that has seen not one life, not two lives, but three lives.
Going on working to its on the third life.
Going on to its third life. GTA 5 will be coming to next-gen consoles, obviously, with whatever bells and whistles they decide to throw into it in terms of DLC. But I wanted to talk very briefly about this game because not only is it unprecedented for us to see a game get re-released on three different gens, but this game has not changed. It hasn't really been upscaled. It's not a remake. It's not a remaster. It's literally the same damn game that came out for the PS3 with the addition of all the GTA Online stuff. So I ask you, gentlemen, why the hell won't this game die?
GTA 5 at this point with online, because that's honestly, that's the thing that's keeping it alive. At this point, it's become an MMO, right?
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto is an MMO. That's what's keeping it alive. They're just continuing to come out with online content that people continue to play, and that's what it is. You know, without having released the Grand Theft Auto MMO, they're just like, it was a pivot. That's what they did.
Yeah,
they
it was a slight pivot. And I mean, the latest expansion is the first map expansion of the entire game. So
yeah,
everything that's been put out has only
7 years, and they're finally extending the map.
Man, if this was a real MMO, we would riot.
Yeah.
We would be torching Pitchfork at the Rockstar's office.
Which is why it was smart to pivot as opposed to being like, we're coming out with Grand Theft Auto, the MMO, because then certain expectations mm-hmm. come along with it.
Well, you also have the think that this isn't the way that they do online is much different than an MMO, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, because they have like racing options, they have
it's all the same stuff you can do in the game, but now
it's
you can
just
do it
mini
with
games.
In a thing.
It's just mini games. It's an MMO with it's the mini games that you find in an MMO,
like,
that are just the game.
They're taking like the best of Mario Kart and putting it in here, but adding guns and like explosives.
Or even Mario Party, because I've seen
Mario Party a little
games.
Bit.
I've seen people on top of like a skyscraper, and you just gotta like throw each other off or whatever. That's a Mario Party.
I love that stuff, and that's the best part about it. Is like they're winning because they're not just caring about like, oh, we need to have the lore. We have to, like World of Warcraft. It's all about the lore. It's all about, you know, what's going on. Mm-hmm. It's continuing the story. This is like, screw it. Just have fun. Just like throw your car and parachute off of a building into a thing.
I actually push back on that, because the thing that is actually propelling the online community quite a bit for GTA is its RP community.
Well, yeah,
there's a ginormous role-playing community in Grand Theft Auto 5 that Rockstar has just allowed to flourish. There's RP servers. There's mods specific for RP that Rockstar just basically said, whatever,
yeah,
we'll just let you do it, do you. And I think that is also propelling the online component as well, because it's the real world. So if you want to talk about, you know, can you properly RP in a game, what game would lend itself better to real world style RP better than Grand Theft Auto? Almost no game could provide it, you know, could provide that better than GTA. And for me, I grow concerned. And here's why I grow concerned. Rockstar is still making a ton of money from this, so reason for them
to remember. It is the most profitable, the most financially successful media title of all time. That's even when you consider being adjusted for inflation, it even beat out Gone with the Wind.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They got it right the first time.
Well, good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to milk it for all it's worth.
I would.
Flat out. So I think it's good business sense at this point. I mean, think about it. They took a game that they already built, ported it over twice, and now pretty much the only people running it are the online team and the people who do the very minimal expansions for it. They probably have 9 people total working on online.
Here's the thing, though. Much like how people will replay Left 4 Dead over and over and over, you get different experiences from it every time.
Yeah.
It's not like Fall Guys in that experience, too.
Yeah.
Like it's the same stuff. You're doing the same things over and over, but you're still going to have a different laugh because this happened this time, or the AI did this, or something went down over here, or we made our own mini games because there was a cool ramp over here.
Magic of online games.
And that's the brilliance.
Which, by the way, you can build your own tracks.
That's another thing that they do. The thing that I think GTA 5 does really well is that they just let the online community just do what they want. If you want to be part of
games, they build content around. Remember the whole Alien War thing?
Yep.
They end up building content around that.
They will, like, it's not uncommon for Rockstar to be like,
that's a great idea.
That's a game type. And it's ours now. Thank you for making that game type.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they give credit where credit is due. I don't know that much, but they do that stuff. And I think that's brilliant on Rockstar.
Well, I think, I mentioned they're making so much money, but here's also my biggest concern is that at some point, GTA 6 has to come out.
Does it?
Does it, though?
I think it does. And here's why. Because unless you are going to drastically start expanding the map and expanding some different locale options, I think they run into a content bloat issue, which I've gone into online already. And if you haven't been playing, there's no level skip. There's no ability.
But Norris, aren't you the same person that has said that you don't even know what GTA 6 looks like, or if it's even possible because of how far they've gone in the satire?
No, I agree. But I think at some point, I have said that at some point they have to, and the reason why is because there is only so much they are going to be able to fit in that world and make it make sense.
Here's my
That's my only thing. And on top of that, there's still a large part of people who buy GTA who want single-player experience.
That's fair. That's the only reason that I play it. But I think that you can have both, because I don't think that you want to abandon the player base that you have in GTA Online.
No, absolutely not.
I think you can launch whatever GTA 6 is through online at this point. So when you log in, you have the option to jump into whatever GTA Online is or jump into Los Santos.
So how do you...
They're at the bottom... GTA 6.
Honestly, they should just treat it like a large expansion, like a
well.
Game
but how
expansion.
Do you do that? But how do you do that, right? And you know, expand graphically. That would be the issue because you would have to essentially rebuild Los Santos because it's built off a PS3 engine.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to essentially rebuild Los Santos with an updated engine if you did it that way. I'm not saying that they wouldn't. They may say, fuck it, and just use the old engine.
We have said in the past for multiple games that you don't always have to be pushing the bleeding edge of graphics so long as the gameplay is there.
Well, if I was them, I'd want to use what I did with, like, Red Dead.
Well, and the other
for
thing,
the next GTA because sure, the engine sure. yeah. is
the other,
great.
The other thing you don't want to run into as well is eventually getting to the point where, like, you can't do something because of limitations in technology. You want to be able to use the new technology that's coming out, whether it's to make things easier in development.
Well, and that's the issue that I see if they continue to build off GTA 5, into GTA 6. What I think that's really smart for them to do is get all the money they humanly possibly can out of GTA 5, whatever the next chapter is for Grand Theft Auto, I think it's going to be difficult to do it through GTA 5 because there's going to be limitations.
Unless
they're simply going to be limited in what they're able to do with the next GTA if they build it off that infrastructure.
Unless they just treat it like Final Fantasy, where it's like 14 and 11, these are the online ones, but then here's 15, 16, you know, going forward. Mm-hmm. These are just straight story-based you play
through.
There
is no way.
I mean, they're not going to do that. But.
There is no way in hell, Chad, that they are going to build a GTA and not put an online in it.
I mean, they might put an online, but
no,
I don't know. It'd be so weird.
Especially after the success of GTA Online.
Here's the thing.
No
yeah.
way.
I don't know
Red
how...
Dead is getting sold. Red Dead Online is getting sold as a standalone game right now.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I don't think...
They're looking to push that. They... If you don't think that they want to put the... That they're going to try and milk the same success out of Red Dead Online or whatever GTA 6 Online is, this... Look... You've been in the corporate world. That's how it goes now. Y'all did it with GTA 5. Do it with all the rest
do
of them
it with
now.
Everything. Listen,
but better.
But better. But here's the thing. With Rockstar, it's working. So why wouldn't they do it? Red Dead Online is still healthy. It is still... It's a thriving player
and
base.
And games like Destiny 1 to Destiny 2 have shown us that people are willing to give up whatever quote-unquote progress they've made and whatever world they exist on to go into the new one.
To go into the new
one. I'll give you something to try and ease the pain.
They'll give you a legacy icon. They'll give you some poo butt piece of gear.
If they do this one thing, this just one thing, I think I'd be okay with all of this. As long as I could take my character that I've already built and then it just... scoots over to the new game. I don't know how it works
aesthetically.
And it
yes.
would be like
aesthetically
just upgraded.
Yes, and you might have like you know
keep some cosmetics.
Yeah, keep the cosmetics
or like a quarter
like,
million with you. But because it's a new game, you're not just going to get to transfer everything over.
No.
To start
I
from
feel
the
like,
bottom.
Yeah, obviously you wouldn't be like, oh, you get all your cars and stuff because I don't know what games they might take some
in
stuff
fact,
out,
hold
add
on.
Some stuff.
Didn't like, Destiny 2? Wasn't the whole story of Destiny 2 that some dude came and literally blew all your shit up?
Yep.
So you had nothing starting Destiny 2?
That is literally what happened.
I don't know. We'll see if and when, I guess I should
GTA
say.
GTA 6, the government
6.
Comes and seizes all your GTA
yeah, exactly.
online.
Oh,
that
would be
you
hilarious.
Get you get raided.
And that could be the opening mission is just you trying to get some of your stuff back, but you only get like a handful and you have to cherry pick what you take back.
No, I think that would be great. And listen, I think it could work. I think it'll work well. I just think if there's going to be a GTA 6, which there will be, there's no.
There has to be, I know.
Come on, there's going to be a GTA 6. My thing is just how much of GTA 5 do they bring with it? That's the big question.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Overwatch 2. It's like, you know, I have to have the crossover a little bit.
If
Maybe
you don't,
not entirely,
if,
but a little
if you
bit.
If you tell me I can't bring my pilot Pharah skin over to Overwatch 2, there's going to be some smoke in the fucking city for Blizzard. I'm telling you right now, I better take my skins with me flat out. Flat
you
out.
You heard it here, Blizzard.
Flat out. So, I mean, I think they said that your skins will go, but
that was
a line in the sand. If they would have came out and said, yes, all new skins and everything will be reset to zero, people would.
But you don't think people of the GTA world would get mad because they don't have their, you know, like top of the line
I think there's outfits? I think there's a understanding when you have a migration to a new game. As opposed to this is really just an add-on.
Well, and here's the thing: they're not gonna...
Overwatch 2 is a expensive add-on.
Yeah, and it's not like they are, you know, after you moved to GTA 6 or whatever the new one is, that they're deleting GTA 5 and online. If you
right,
want to stay
fair.
With your stuff and play what you're used to playing, you can do that.
You can do that.
How long do you think GTA 6 been out a year?
Keep the servers on forever.
How long is GTA 5 going to survive?
Forever. Forever.
Until it's not making money.
Yeah, forever.
Well, okay, all right. I'm just curious what you thought, like how many years
Second Life still exists, Chad.
Does it really?
Yes.
Making money.
It's making money.
RuneScape still exists, so I guess
exactly. So you keep the servers on forever.
First of all, you can't get rid of RuneScape because then you're dooming Brazil, all right? So like it's an economic force at this point.
Is it really? Oh, yeah.
No, not Brazil. It was
Argentina.
It was Venezuela.
Was it
It was Venezuela.
It might be a few of them down there, though.
It might be. But I know specifically for Venezuela, the currency for RuneScape or one of those MMOs was more valuable than their actual in real life currency.
Oh.
So
Okay. Yeah.
So
all right.
They had a bunch of like real money trade and bot
farms.
And that
wasn't weird illegal stuff going on in
of
that?
Of course it was illegal.
Okay, I was about to say this.
Of course
weird.
It was illegal.
Like getting around the government, essentially.
Yeah, of course it was illegal. But it was just one of those things. So again, I think GTA 6, that's going to be the thing. But GTA 5 still making millions and millions of dollars. New expansion is coming out, expands the map, and that's that. But that game's going to make money forever. Anyway, that's going to be it for this Monday edition of Checkpoint Daily. Chad Callahan and Robbie Landis. I am your host, Norris Hauer, and we will see you back here tomorrow. College esports is still on the rise, so make sure you tune in to Checkpoint on Campus, the number one show for college esports. If you're still curious about some of the stories, like which college stars have made it to the LCS Proving Grounds, or what teams are dominating in CSL College, Checkpoint on Campus has the story for you. On BPod Studio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and on YouTube.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.